you ever been to a volcano?
When it was erupting?
You're now listening to Super Hoopers.
They're a bunch of guys who ain't never played the game.
Super Hoopers!
It's pretty. It's so pretty.
We just formed a fucking wall!
That's what you said, man.
I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about
Super Hoopers!
Welcome to Super Hoopers, an inconsequential discussion of the week's NBA news. I'm your host, Matt Hill. I'm in Los Angeles, in Philadelphia, the city of cheesesteaks and brotherly love. John Hill. John, welcome.
It's that Philadelphia freedom. Shine a light, shine a light.
Beautiful.
Shine a light, shine a light. That's just me in the streets of South Philly just singing.
Is that a Philly song? I don't even know that song.
It's by Elton John. It's called Philadelphia Freedom.
Well, we're too busy listening to the Beach Boys out here on the West Coast, John. So.
Oh my God. Oh wow.
So today I'm just gonna give a summer league recap because I'm a true NBA fan. Who went? To
you
summer
did.
League.
You're a true hooper.
John bailed on us. Went to Philadelphia for I don't know what could be more important than the NBA summer league, but he had his reasons.
So this was your first summer league, right?
This is my first summer league, and I have to say it's amazing. I mean, if you're an NBA fan, you gotta go. Like, it's just
you gotta go.
It's so much fun. It's so cheap, and you're in Vegas, so it's just like, okay, well, it's just a trip to Vegas, anyways. But you also have like fun NBA games together. You get to watch, you get to watch the rookies. But what's best about it is there's like NBA celebrities like just all over the place. You'd be like, oh, there's Tom Thibodeau walking by, Oh, there's Danilo Gallinari. There's Joey Crawford. That part is like super cool. And I find watching the games, I was like watching the VIP section, like more than the game, like, okay, trying to like figure out who's who,
And were you able to get into all the games?
So
I saw that one was sold out.
So
right?
We went Friday, Saturday, and I'll talk about Saturday. When we get to, I thought I'd just start at the top, if you don't mind, like just start.
Yeah, let's do it
at the beginning. So we get there. We went to Friday for the Lakers Clippers game, Lonzo's first game. We saw the game before. No one important was playing in it, but we did see Luke Walton and Byron Scott just hanging out together, which was interesting.
Ooh,
and the guy
juicy.
And the guys behind me said they used to sell crack to Luke Walton. So. I'm a little concerned about my head coach. I mean,
what did they look like? Did they look like guys who would sell crack?
No, they looked like regular dudes. But the one guy was really weird. Like he was kind of like belligerent and just kind of like seemed really drunk the whole time. So not the most reliable.
So reliable sources there.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, that game was hype though, John. That Lakers Clippers game, like everybody was just it was a crazy crowd. Like the crowd stood. As soon as the Lakers came out of the tunnel, the crowd was, like, standing. They stood during all the shoot-around. They stood, like, throughout the game. They were, like, chanting defense. It was, like, more hype than, like, any Staples Center game I've ever been to. So
isn't it amazing? And they were all Lakers fans.
All
right?
Lakers fans. They'd be like, where are the Clipper fans at? Nothing. Tumbleweeds, I don't think I saw a single Clippers jersey. It was just all Lakers, all over the place.
I will give L.A. credit. They do come out for summer league.
Oh,
last year was remarkable.
Yeah, it was wild. That was the game that Lonzo played really bad, but in person it didn't look as bad. Like in person, what stands out is
I want to hear all your excuses because I'm very curious.
Oh yeah, okay.
Because everything I saw was that he was garbage,
right?
And Matt somehow thinks to believe that he wasn't.
That's I'm gonna play the card. That's for people who don't watch the games.
Well, yeah, I mean that's absolutely true. Like if you watched the game, you would have saw him go 2 for 15. Instead of just reading it. So you could have saw all 13 misses. Is that right, Matt? Is that what you're trying to say?
First of all, I have to preface everything by that I'm saying with the fact that I'm the giant, like the biggest Lonzo fan in the world. So you should not trust me to be objective at all with Lonzo Ball. But, it's like his court vision is like what stands out. Like he was doing all sorts of great passes. Even though he's having a bad game, like shooting-wise, his passing is incredible. And these Lakers scrubs, like, weren't ready for it. Like, he must have hit guys in the back of the head, like, 4 times. Guys were just, like, not expecting the ball. His shooting was bad, and he definitely doesn't look as athletic as the other players, although he's definitely as big as the other players. Like, he's huge. Like,
he's huge.
He's, like, 6'8", at least. I'm hopeful, and I thought his defense looked pretty good, too. Like, people said his on-ball defense is bad, but I don't know. I thought he was decent. I mean, he gets his hand in like a lot of lanes and stuff. He had a block. So I wasn't too concerned. But then I went on the internet, and the internet was like, nightmare game. And like, Lonzo's a bust.
Well, it's just so crazy because that first play was like the most beautiful alley-oop.
Oh, yeah.
And I bet was the place just like going nuts. Dude. Like, we told you so. He's the greatest player of all time.
Well,
playoffs. And then he just like sucked for the rest of the game.
Full disclosure, I was getting a beer during that. But it... but I heard the roar from outside.
So you didn't even see the good plays. You just saw all the bad plays and dude, still walked away thinking that he's great.
His passing.
Good. Hey, man, you're on brand. You're on brand, Matt. I love it.
It's all good plays with Lonzo. The second he gets the ball and he passes it, that's a good play.
Yeah, as soon as he's not attempting a shot, it's a great play for him.
Dude, his shot looks bad. I will not defend that shot. That shot, and the thing is, it's like way off. Like when it misses, it's like an air ball. And you're like, whoa, how's this guy? Yeah. This guy was a good shooter in college because it does not seem like the case now. LeVar had like this little like King's Throne, like off to the side. Like he had this little like little box. It was like all big baller dudes and like LeVar in the middle. And he, you know, he's just lording over the place. That was great. Ingram, I thought, looked really bad, actually. Like Ingram had a great game, like box score wise, but in person, he just was a black hole. Like, he was just, like, total ball hog, ball stopper. And, like, all his points he just got because he was taller than the other dude. Like, he, you know, like, taller than, the scrub guarding him. So, was not impressed with Brambian, as we like to call him on this podcast. And then the next game was De'Aaron Fox versus Josh Jackson. And both those dudes, when I say, like, Lonzo didn't, like, athletically impress, both those dudes just seemed like NBA players. Like, just the way they move.
Oh, really?
The way they look. Josh Jackson especially. Like, I think they're both having okay summer leagues, but in person you're like, okay, those are, you know, those guys are a cut above the rest for sure. To be honest, I think this whole class is going to be good. Like, those guys look good. Dennis Smith Jr. has been impressing. That's a rough one for me, you know, because I said he's going to be a bust. But I said if he goes to the Mavs, it might be different. Also, he's like, you know, he could be Derrick Rose, you know, which is still bust-ish. Yeah.
I don't think that'd be a bust. He was drafted 9th.
Yeah, I guess that's good for him.
But we both agreed Mavs are the perfect place for him, and I think that changes.
Yeah, and they were
you can say that's his, you know, changes outcome.
Right, and they were running, you know, they were really running the offense around him. Donovan Mitchell has also impressed. I don't know. I think it's going to be a good rookie class. And Jason Tatum, I mean, we saw Jason Tatum the second day. Like, he's not as good as people say. Like, all his shots are just real tough shots that, you know, he makes, to his credit. But yeah, he looks better than I expected. Also, his hair is real weird, John. I don't know if you notice his hair, but it, like,
I don't like his hair at all. It's like a horrible shape up.
It looks, it's like way too thick. It's like unnervingly thick. Like, looks like a Sharpie, you know. It looks like when Boozer had the paint.
Yeah,
that's, it's like,
yeah,
but it can't be paint because the dude's like 19, so he's gotta have his full head hair. So I just don't, I trust,
it's like his fade isn't gradual enough. It's like too sharp, therefore it goes like skin to dark hair, and that it just doesn't work. You gotta new barber.
Yeah.
Boston, what's going on?
Not impressive. Yeah, good luck finding a black barber in Boston. So so the second day it was sold out, John. And
yeah, I saw that.
Me being the huge NBA fan, I didn't have tickets. So
that
was a little rough. That was a little rough. But, you know, I was there with I was there with Feudie, Feuder Nick, friend of the pod. And he was real pissed because he had like lost a ton of money and was like hungover. And he had tickets. So I texted him in the morning. I was like, yo, I didn't get tickets. And I could just feel the venom, like, coming from my phone. Like, he was so pissed, right? So
I
was,
didn't I warn you to buy tickets online before?
Dude, John, it never sells out. It, like, never has sold out in the history of
summer. I warned you that it does sell out.
Oh, man.
It's sold out for the last 2 years.
Well,
I told you that I specifically told you I went to Summer League and didn't buy a ticket once, and they sold out.
Whatever. I didn't have a ticket. Dave was pissed. So I was like, I'll just show up to the arena and try to scalp a ticket, right? So I show up to the backside of the arena. The tickets were going for 200, like 175, 200. So
what?
Yeah. So I was like,
what?
So I was like, hey, Dave, they're going for like 175. Why don't you just scalp your ticket, right? So Dave was like, all right. And I'm like, I'll come around front to meet you. So I'm like walking around the arena and, oh, wait, hold on. Actually, let me couch this story by saying this may have, this didn't happen to me. A friend, this is a friend told me that this happened.
Okay, okay, yeah. So this, obviously, let me just obviously, make sure.
Yeah.
Obviously.
This is a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually, sorry.
You're recounting the story.
I had a ticket because I'm a huge fan. This is my friend, okay? This is my friend.
Okay. Yeah, okay, okay. Yeah, yeah.
His name is Hat Mill.
Hat Mill.
So anyways.
Okay.
I or he is coming around and he's like looking for like any sort of like open door, you know, any sort of like things left ajar, right? And
yeah.
And then he comes upon like these stairs that like should have been taped off, but they weren't. So he's like,
oh, in the back,
in the side. So he's like, let me just go up these stairs and see what's at the top of these stairs, right? So at the top of these stairs are like, it's just the smoking area. Like if you want to go smoke, right? So there's people.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know that. I have a friend who's been there.
Yeah. So there's a few people like out there smoking. So, you know, my friend, he like gets his phone out and like just like acts like he's talking to somebody, hanging out there, seeing like how to go back in. And it seems like they just walk back in, like no one checks any tickets when they walk back in. So my friend, he just like, you know, starts a conversation with some smokers about Lonzo Ball. All the Laker fans are out there, want to talk about Lonzo, you know, so he's just talking to them. And then he just follows them back in. And then he's in,
wow,
in the arena. Yeah.
He's in.
Yeah. And yeah.
Wow. So, your friend should have got Dave to scalp the ticket and follow your footsteps.
He should have. So anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were there for the.
So you did get in.
Yeah. So we were there for the Lakers Celtics game, which was again, like just as hype as the first day. And Lonzo, you know, Lonzo played a lot better. So
he did. He nice. You had a triple double.
It was nice. Yeah. Triple double. He looked good. His shot still looked awful and he still didn't look as athletic, but I mean, he was basically doing the same thing he was doing the game before, but like guys were hitting shots more and he was a little more active, like rebounding. And he got a few, you know, like a few more layups. So anyways.
Okay. All right.
It wasn't a great summer league for Lonzo. Definitely not psyched on it, but I'm not concerned. I mean, I'm a tiny bit concerned, but I think it'll be fine. I think it'll be fine. As long as he gets his shot better, like as long as his shot starts going. Because I think his floor is Jason Kidd. So I think, you know, if he can learn that, if that shot translates, he'll be a special player.
Well, that's the thing about summer league is, you know, my favorite thing about NBA Twitter is like, you know, we love analytics and it's got to have a large sample size and it's got to be this, it's got to be that. Then they watch like, you know, 15 minutes of a summer league game where only three NBA players, you know, are on it. And then everyone just changes their opinion. And but I would also say the other side of that is the biggest scouting mistake that I've ever made, I don't know, was at Summer League. I watched Emmanuel Mudiay play, and he just was physically better than everyone. He got to the rim. He made the best passes. He looked like the best player by far. But then when you get in the league and then they're like, oh, yeah, you can't shoot and we'll figure you out soon.
Right.
You know, that's what I worry about guys like De'Aaron Fox and Josh Jackson is like in summer league. Yeah, they're just physically bigger and stronger than everyone. They play really hard. They can dominate. But then when, you know, the team actually has real defense and isn't like cobbled together of like there's people who are like flying in from overseas to join a team to just play. You know, there's no real system there, you know.
Yeah, like I worry about, like I think those guys like Jason Tatum and Dennis Smith Jr., the guys who I'd worry about with that, when they have like better defenses that can like scheme for them. And
exactly.
And when Tatum is taking those tough shots over NBA defenders instead of, you know, like G League All-Stars. But yeah.
Yeah, but I will say with Tatum, though, he impressed me because his moves are legit.
Right.
You know, and they're tough shots, and it's like, okay, yeah, he took a lot of bad shots. I don't think he's like Carmelo that will only take bad shots. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you just get, but it's good that he can make those difficult shots.
And he definitely has that thing where he, like I said, he looks like an NBA player. Like, he just has that presence about him, and he just looks like at home on the court and is like comfortable, like I said, like De'Aaron Fox and Josh Jackson.
Exactly.
And not really Lonzo Ball, unfortunately.
Yeah. And plus, like, these guys are like 19, you know what I mean? Like they have no idea what the hell they're doing.
Right.
So it's like anything positive is always good. Anything negative, I wouldn't worry too much about.
Unless they're second year players, like the second year players who kind of like bomb, I think that's concerning.
I think that's a big sign. Like, that's the thing. Like everyone's like, ooh, Jaylen Brown's tearing it up. And it's like, well, he better.
Right.
You know, like he's been in the league for a year. He was the number three pick. He better dominate.
Yeah.
But guys, like I remember last year, like Nick Stauskas was just looked horrible.
Right.
You know, Jeremy Grant just looked horrible. And it's like, you're in year two. Like you really need to, you know, unless they're putting you out of position, like you need to show that you belong. And you know, that's why both of them kind of stink.
I got some beef with you because you, you told me that like the bloggers I'll see will like look like real nerdy and like I will feel like better about myself because you know these guys like will look, I don't know, like
out of shape and dorky and stuff like that.
The people I saw like looked super cool, like really, really in shape, really built, and like
lies, fake news, dude.
I got the list. I got the list. So Chris Ryan from The Ringer, like he doesn't look like he's probably the least in shape, but he like looked like a normal dude. Like he didn't look like, you know, some goblin from like the fourth realm or something. Kurt Goldsberry, who used to write for Grantland, who works for the Spurs now.
Yeah, that's a handsome guy.
Yeah,
but I could have told you that. Didn't Kurt play?
He might have played. He looks like he looks tall and built. Wob. Yeah, he actually sat with us, me and Feudernick for a bit. That was pretty cool.
Oh really?
Yeah, that's cool. We like recognize him from Twitter. We're all wob.
What'd he say?
Yeah,
what'd he say?
He was like, we're like, oh, we know John Hill because you know him, and he's like, oh, what up?
Oh,
and he sat with us for like a quarter or so of the Laker game. His job does not seem fun though. It's like when they're like covering the games, it's like he's like always, you know, filming it, and he's like always Instagram,
on
Twitter, like it's like legitimate work. Like he's
grinding, man. That's why that's why he's the man.
And then I saw Shams, you know, Shams Charania, the
That guy looks handsome.
Yeah, exactly. And all these guys were like, you know, smooth operators, man. I didn't see any nerds.
Yeah, but those are the creme de la creme.
Man, I didn't see any nerds. Maybe I don't know.
But did you see?
I don't know.
Did you go to any of the? Did you sit by the media row?
Yeah, we were sat next to the media row when we watched the Philly game. I forget who Philly was playing, but we were.
You didn't see any of the guys that work at like Draft Express?
Oh, those guys. Golden State. Not Golden good. State. Sorry, Golden State. It was Philly. Golden State.
A lot of the B-ball insider guys.
I mean, I don't recognize them. Maybe if I knew who they were, but I mean, like the guys I recognize, I guess, were all looked.
Well, because the guys you recognize are like the stars.
Yeah, they put them on TV, I guess. So.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone else is like looks like an incel.
Yeah, there was a lot of incels, I guess, on Press Row, but I just didn't recognize who they were.
Well, that's a lot of it too. I don't recognize these people, but I'm just like, oh, you're like unrecognizable, like incel.
So Dave and I
just let them know they're less than.
Dave and I were there when your boy Fultz got injured, but we totally missed it because we were, you know, a few beers deep at that point. And on the exact same play, Lualu got his like face cut open.
Oh yeah.
So in the arena, they were showing Lualu. They like had the cameras on Lualu, and like the focus was on Lualu. So we like totally missed that Fultz like got injured.
How are you pronouncing that name?
Lualu. Is that now how you pronounce it?
Luwawu. There's no L.
Oh, Luwawu. Okay, sorry. My bad.
Oh, man. Matt.
Well,
jeez.
Sorry I don't know the 10th man on the Sixers how to pronounce his name. My bad.
Who are you, Chris Vernon?
I know,
Sean Holmes?
Yeah.
You're going to get it. You're going to get it. I'm going to let everyone know.
Right.
Matt Hill doesn't know who Luwawu is. Oh, man.
I'm
in trouble.
Yeah, anyways, great time. Highly recommend it.
Yeah, I would say after the first weekend, it definitely falls fast.
But you know what was fun? Because the games we went to were super packed, so we didn't even sit close. But when it started to empty out, then you can actually sit close. Then it's like super fun. And then they have...
Yeah, because then you can sit right
there. And then they have the games in the like a smaller gym next to it as well. And like those games are awesome because you're like, there's like, it's like tiny. You're like right there. Like me and Feudernick were sitting like two rows behind James Harden and Chris Paul. They're just like watching.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It's the best. Summer League is the best.
Because
all those guys show up and you're right
there.
Yeah,
and like I definitely respect guys who show up. Like Devin Booker was there to watch the Phoenix team, and I was like, oh man, that like makes me like Devin Booker more, you know? I don't get starstruck. Like we live in LA, when I see celebrities, like I don't care at all. But like sitting behind Chris Paul and James Harden, I was like, whoa, that guy's worth like $500 million down there. So
yeah. And what's crazy is there's not like other celebrities, there's not like a ton of security.
Right.
Like it's very much like these dudes are just came to watch like the guys they watched in college play basketball.
Yeah.
And it's like awesome.
Yeah, and people are just yelling crap at them. It's like, you know, it's insane. Yeah. So
did you like go gambling and or like go to the casino and see anyone around?
I don't like gambling, so we went to North Vegas. Dave had never been to North Vegas, so we took Dave to North Vegas and showed him the seedy side of Vegas. But
oh no, nice.
Yeah, we didn't see anybody in the casinos. I was staying in an Airbnb house. Dave was in the casino. Okay. If I can avoid the strip, we did a locked room over there. I don't know if you've ever done a locked room, John, where you get like locked in a room and try to escape. So.
Oh, an escape room.
Yeah, escape room, yeah. We did one of those. That's pretty fun.
What's a lock room?
I thought they're called locked rooms.
No, a locked room is just when you get locked in a room. That's weird. You don't want that in Vegas. Yeah. Don't get in a locked room in Vegas, all right?
All right.
It means you did something bad.
You got any Lakers stuff for me, John? You said you had Lakers questions for me.
Well, I just wondered, you know, biggest question is how do you feel about Lonzo tucking his dick between his legs when he had to play De'Aaron Fox again and claiming a groin injury because he didn't want to get embarrassed for the third time?
Look.
What do you feel about that?
Look, I think he was injured. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why he was having some trouble playing. I think he was moving a little weird. I buy that he had a little injury and it's like, you know, they already had turned the narrative around by that game. Like, why add fuel to the fire, you know, if he's going to go out there injured against De'Aaron Fox? And also, you know, we had this Laker guy, Alex Caruso, or Anthony, I don't know what his name is. His last name's Caruso. But, you know, he lit De'Aaron Fox up. You know, we had to give that guy some shine, you know? The Lakers are...
I don't know. It sounded like he got shook and then, you know, had to call his boy up.
Yeah, I saw.
That's what it sounds like.
I saw on Reddit that, like, you know, because last time they played, De'Aaron Fox's dad, Aaron Fox, said that De'Aaron ate Lonzo's ass up, and I just don't think Lonzo was into that. Like, he's just, you know, he's kind of a clean cut guy. He doesn't want to get his ass eat, you know.
He's not team eat a booty.
Sometimes you're not in the mood for eat a booty, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes
De'Aaron Fox always ready to eat a booty though.
Yeah, he's definitely.
Ask his dad. His dad will tell you.
He's definitely got a hungry look on his face all the time. Get at me, dog. Get at me, dog.
Let's see. Get at me, dog. Get at me, dog.
This week we did the aforementioned Alex Caruso, star, future star of the Lakers, future 10-time All Star. Oh, this is where we tweeted NBA players to score points if they respond. So I saw that in his like Twitter banner picture, he had the legend Guy Fieri. So I tweeted at him, "You're on your way to the NBA. You need a signature, though. May I suggest Guy Fieri hair?" And then I photoshopped Guy Fieri hair onto him and attached that.
So, ooh, not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, mine was like legit really bad. And I tweeted to him 6 minutes ago. Because I'm having so much fun in Philly. That
you're just being a monster out in Philly.
I'm just being a monster. Just a goon.
Just eating. Yeah.
Just straight up savage and a goon. So I said, "Yo, yeah. AC Fresh 21, I haven't seen a white guy to white guy alley-oop since someone tossed a jar of mayonnaise to tweet of Matt Hill."
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
You get anything?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
No, I didn't get a response.
Nah, me neither.
Like, dude, like this guy's basically me. Like, I mean, like...
Yeah.
I mean, he's like three levels above me. I mean, he's... You know, he's just a dude, man. You can't throw a fave on that. You can't toss a fave to someone who like spent 5 minutes in Photoshop putting Guy Fieri hair on you. Come on, I want a pity fave, dog.
Well, he's probably you know spending his time taking over Lonzo's locker room.
That's true.
Taking his space and stuff because he outperformed him. He's stealing
Lonzo's groupies. All right, headlines.
You got headlines? I didn't know you did.
I got a few.
All right. Not many.
I don't know if you saw, but James Harden signs a $228 million extension, John.
I did.
In an unrelated note, cover charges at Houston strip clubs are now $1 million.
Headlines. Wow, solid. You're just with Harden. Interesting.
The Celtics signed Aaron Baines. They said that they need someone to take Kelly Olynyk's spot in the rotation. As the guy who plays way more minutes than he should just because he's white.
Headlines.
Joel Embiid, your main man.
Yeah, he's been all around.
He was beefing with LaVar Ball, but they patched it up. They buried the hatchet. And Joel actually signed with the Big Baller brand. I don't know if you saw that.
Whoa, I did not. That's news breaking.
Yeah. LaVar's going to release, they're going to give him his own signature shoe. Walking boot and crutches.
Headlines. Oh, that was a good one.
Stinks.
Oh, wow. Big Broken Bone Brand. Yeah.
That's the Embiid. That's the Embiid
company.
That's
the new one. I like it.
David Griffin withdrew from consideration for the Knicks GM. He said the reason was that he realized if he got the job, he'd have to be GM of the Knicks.
Headlines. Wow. That's a consequence of taking job.
The Knicks. Oh, by the way, Dave in Vegas was just pounding adult beverages with all the Knicks moves, you know, with Tim Hardaway, $71 million. he was yelling about him and Wob were just yelling about that deal.
It's so funny because the whole thing was like, we got to fire Phil. We got to fire him. And as soon as you fire him, you're like, all right, here it is. The guy that we got rid of, let's pay him $71
million.
Even though no one else is even coming close to offering that. Atlanta laughed. Atlanta was like, wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait, you understand we're rebuilding and we're trying to get rid of as many people as possible.
The reports come out. Sources outside and inside the Knicks were shocked by the offer.
I like how Tim Hardaway was like, Junior came out and was like, you know, they had a very frank conversation with me. They said I need to work on my defense and my offense.
right.
Like, okay, look, you're really bad at defense. You're really bad at offense. Yeah, we'll give you $71 million. How about that?
Feedy had a great tweet where he was like, yeah, the Knicks came to Hardaway. They had a frank talk, and they were like, basically, look, we need you to be a different player than you are. We need you to be a much better player than you are, the player that would deserve $71 million.
Yeah. Maybe the Knicks are just trying to speak it into existence.
Dave thinks they got the one and the seven mixed up. He thinks like some intern got they're trying to give him $17 million.
17 over 4 years.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I think the real reason, not the headline reason, that Griffin pulled out is like they're like, whoa, you wanna like hire your own people and make decisions? We can't have that.
I know. That's so funny. Ugh, yeah. God, poor Knicks.
What a disaster. Shout out to Beast John. I'm gonna shout out Kevin Durant. I don't know if you saw there was like a giant Paul George article today. Did you read it?
I didn't read it, but I saw it. I saw
Lee Jenkins. A little clip of that. One of the highlights was that basically Durant was like telling Paul George how great the Thunder were. He was like, oh, this Thunder team, you know, the first class organization, all this stuff. You know, I'll put it out there. I think Kevin's just scared of the Lakers. He's scared that LeBron and Paul George are going to Lakers. So he's trying to keep Paul George in Oklahoma City. Light years ahead.
Ooh, I see. So he's like, look, it wasn't Russ. Russ is, I would love to play with Russ. I just like, it was just about this girl or something. Yeah. So don't go to the Lakers with LeBron and Lonzo.
Exactly. And Lonzo, as we know, future Hall of Famer, Lonzo Ball. So,
yeah. At worst, Jason Kidd.
At worst, Jason Kidd. John, you were not there in person. You don't watch the games. You don't see like I do. You don't use the eye test like I do. Joel Embiid, shout out to, I don't know if it's a shout out or a beef, but Joel Embiid and LeVar Ball, they get, you know, they got fined at $10,000.
I saw that.
I want him, I think he should pay his fine in Zotus. He should just send 20 Zotus to the league office.
That's pretty great.
I think LeVar should insist on that. Like, he should be like, all right, it's okay that he cussed me out. Just make him all buy, you know, buy Zotus.
So. Okay, that's a good trade.
Oh, by the way, John, tons of unironic big baller brand in Vegas. Like, tons of people wearing it, like, thinking it's cool.
Dude, so, people love big baller brand.
Like, lots of kids and lots of white kids. Like, lots of, like, rich white kids. Like,
did you wear your big baller brand shirt?
No, I didn't have a color printer, so I was going to print out big baller brand. You know, I was going to print it and tape it on, but it did look good black and white, and I couldn't get access to it.
It's because you're not a big baller. You don't even have a color printer. You can't afford big baller gear. Can't even afford a color printer or know someone with a color printer.
Right.
Or go to Kingo's.
Oh,
So what'd you wear? What'd you wear? Your like Kawhi shirt?
I wore a Lakers shirt. I have a vintage Lakers shirt. Because I'm a giant Lakers fan.
Huge fan.
Never wavering
Lakers fan. Die hard.
Right.
Live or die.
And the second day.
Good and bad.
The second day, I didn't wear anything special because I didn't think I was going to the game. I thought it was sold out, and I didn't think I was getting in. So I was just wearing
like, you know, my normal watch.
You weren't wearing like a ski mask and like suction cup hands, and you like scaled the wall. You didn't wear your grappling hook.
What I was gonna say is Lonzo was wearing Zo2s for the game.
He wore the Lakers color one for the first game,
and then black ones for the second.
And
game.
The black ones.
And then people,
how did they look in purple?
A lot of people. They look great. They look great. But people were like, "Oh, he's gonna mess up his legs and all this stuff. Like, you can't wear like crappy shoes." I'm beefing with all those people. The shoes are all made in the same place. There's literally one factory in China that makes all these shoes. It's like they make every company's shoe. So they're coming from the same factory in China. So I don't see how there's going to be any difference.
I would say this. You would think that the people at Nike and Adidas and Under Armour put in a lot of effort into making a structurally sound shoe. You know, whether the material is cheap or not, they actually do, you know what I mean? Like, they probably put some science behind it.
I mean, apparently there is science behind it, but they're all made in the same place. And I mean, that company that there's like a Chinese wholesaler that could just take the Nike whatever design and, you know, do it to the other ones. So,
yeah. I would say, my point is, you would think they do that. But, like, I tried on the Dame Lillard shoes, and those things were like the least stable shoes in the history of shoes. And like, I'll put on other basketball shoes, I'm like, there's no way that someone with like that actually studied a foot thought this was good for you. You know,
right.
Like,
no,
like,
there's all sorts of stories of like LeBron, like when he gets a new signature shoe, he'll be like, sometimes they're not as good as the previous one. He'll just wear the previous one. You know?
Exactly. And like, remember Kobe got hurt in the Adidas and stopped wearing Adidas?
Right.
So he's wearing those fucking box shoes. Can't be wearing no box shoe. I mean, like Nick Young hooped in Yeezys, right?
So, yeah, I think so. I think he did.
It's wild.
Shout out to Nick Young. Signing with the Warriors is the best.
Yeah.
Nick Young is just the best. He's just the swaggiest.
He is the swaggiest.
Oh, I have this other theory for you to run by you, John, with the Tim Hardaway contract. My theory is Steve Mills, the current GM of the Knicks, what he's trying to do is make the Knicks job like so unattractive that no one else takes it. Like he's trying to screw them so much that nobody wants the job, and he just keeps the job.
And then
so.
He takes it.
Yeah, that's my theory with the Hardaway. Yeah, that's my theory. Yeah.
Thanks. Got it. I like that. I like that. I'm buying that.
Thanks.
All right, I got a big shout out here. A couple shout outs.
Go ahead.
Shout out to our man, Lash City, for getting married.
Congrats, Lashin got married.
That's why I was back home to Lashin. Congrats, him and his beautiful wife Jill. They're on their honeymoon now to Hawaii.
I'm a big fan of marriage. Big fan of marriage.
Huge
not a big fan. Not a big fan of having kids, but big fan of marriage.
Yep.
Can't recommend it highly enough.
So Lashin hit me up and was like since you were flying solo, I was trying to do a guerrilla marketing and do a little add some super hoopers to your name on the seating chart. But his wife nixed it, so he's already whipped.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's already whipped. He wasn't allowed
that,
to.
I take back everything I said about recommending marriage. You can't.
Exactly. Well, he wasn't even married then yet. So.
Should have ran. That's a big warning sign. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. So shout out to Lash City for
also Lash City is keeping our Get At Me Dog list. So.
He's working on a Get At Me Dog list.
Better put Alex Crusoe in there, Lash City, because I have a feeling he's going to be around for a long time in this league. So.
Let's see who else I got shout outs to. He also told me he can't wait to go out on his honeymoon to Slam Dunk for the first time. Mm. So that was really
nice.
Good.
For the first time, that's again a warning sign with this particular marriage. That
I think he
slam
dunked.
Slam dunking.
He actually, I think he made that was his second joke. His first joke was like, we just got back from slam dunking before. Mm. So a lot of slam dunk jokes. Right. Appreciate that. Also, shout out to his dad, who gave a great, great speech at the wedding. And then after not only killing the speech, as he was walking off, we were like, hey, Mr. Lash, a great speech. And he just goes, what I tell ya? We're like, I don't think you told us anything, Mr. Lashin. I don't think anyone talked to you about the speech at all. But what I admired it was... It made me realize that Mr. Lashin had created fake haters. People that doubted his speech, right? It's like what Jordan used to do. You know, he had like created all these haters being like, oh, you'll never give a good speech at your son's wedding. Never. And he murdered it. And then he walked off being like, what'd I tell you? I told you I'd destroy it. So shout out to him.
I'm going to do that anytime someone gives me a compliment. I'll be like, what I tell you.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. That's great. And last but not least, a little shout out to a buddy of mine, Tommy Bennett, who I grew up with him. He actually went to the private school next to me. An amazing basketball player, like legendary guy. And I became friends with him later in life. And then it turns out that he listens to the Super Hoopers. And I was talking all about it. Yeah. And I asked how he heard about it, and he said through Lash City. So shout out to Lash City again, and then Tommy Bennett for listening. I appreciate it. It's always great.
The Alex Caruso of the Philly Blacktop.
Yeah, the white guy to white guy alley-oop. He alley-ooped them, the Super Hoopers.
So, John, your entire shout-outs is just your, like, city friends, your Philly friends?
Pretty much, man. You mean our listeners? our biggest supporters? I think Lash City has done more for this podcast than, like...
If you're a listener...
A lot of our guests, I'll be honest. Some of our guests don't even tweet out the show, so, like,
If you're a listener and you see John on the street, you could probably get him to shout outs. Just dab him up and
You can do anything. You don't even have to do that. Just hit me up on Twitter. I'll shout you out. You just got to be careful because Matt Hill will edit out the shout outs.
I will edit the shout out if it isn't entertaining. These ones will probably make it in.
These are all entertaining. They're all entertaining.
Well, it's debatable, but it's the summertime. Our standards are a little looser here.
No. These are great shout-outs to Bennett.
Are they, though? Are they, though?
They're good. They're good.
Do you think, like, John in Omaha was really interested in Lash's father's speech at the wedding? I don't know.
Yeah, because, watch, you know, Mr. Omaha is going to think, like, oh, wow. Like, if they're shouting him out, like, maybe if I tweet him and retweet the show, maybe I'll get a shout-out there. Right?
All right. We'll
you
got to
reward
we'll
the
see.
People. You know what I mean?
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
How this works.
Anyways, John, you got anything else?
Nope. That's about it, buddy.
All right. Until next week, we'll have the whole crew back in Los Angeles.
Wow,
keep
exciting.
Pooping.
Keep pooping.
Have you ever been to a volcano?
When it was erupting?
You're now listening to Super Hoopers.
They're a bunch of guys who ain't never played the game.
Super Hoopers! Can you dig it? Super Hoopers!
That's what you say, bro.
We just formed a fucking wall.
Super Hoopers.
I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
Super Hoopers.
That's terrible.